The Oregon Supreme Court says a mass shooter's 112-year sentence does not violate his constitutional rights. As KLCC's Brian Bull reports, the ruling comes as the 20th anniversary nears for the Thurston High School shooting in Springfield.
Kiplin Kinkle killed four people and wounded two dozen more on May 21, 1998. He was sentenced a year later, receiving four 25-year sentences for the murders and an additional 12 years for 26 attempted murders. Kinkle's defenses argue that because he was a juvenile at the time, the Eighth Amendment prohibits aggregate sentences that amount to a life sentence without any chance of parole, referring to a 2012 U.S. Supreme Court ruling in the case Miller v. Alabama. But the Oregon Supreme Court countered that case didn't address aggregate sentences for multiple crimes. It also reasoned Kinkle's crimes didn't reflect the transience of youth, but rather, quote, irreparable corruption. It upheld previous rulings from the Court of Appeals and the Marion County Circuit Court. One justice, James Egan, dissented, agreeing with the defense that Kinkle's sentence violated his constitutional right against cruel and unusual punishment. Justice Egan also says while Kinkle's crimes were horrific, they were committed by a youth suffering from a treatable mental disorder. Brian Bull, KLCC News.